Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight at the Department of Defense. Not enough of anything. Not enough Patriot missiles, not enough Stingers, not enough 155 shells, not enough Gimlers. Nothing is adequate. Not even enough Sidewinders, that 20th century Cold War fighting air-to-air combat weapon. And the charge here is the Pentagon is readying itself for fighting two wars, one in East Asia and maintaining the support for Ukraine and NATO in Europe. Not ready enough to fight one, not ready enough to defend the United States. The deployment of equipment and weapon systems to Ukraine has bottomed out in the DOD. There was a moment where they were not going to ship anymore because they needed it for the DOD's deployment, but that shipping is back in action. Patriot missiles are completely inaccurate, given that they are what can interrupt the Iskander incoming from Russia. Mr. Rudy says NATO will be attacked by Russia by 2030. Not adequate. I also speak with Jeff McCausland about Japan going wobbly on defending Taiwan and Australia preparing itself for a revision of the AUKUS agreement by the Biden administration in some fashion. Indonesia, Charles Gortel joins from Malaysia, but he's resident in Indonesia right now, in the news for striking a trade deal with the U.S. with Mr. Trump's administration. Indonesia is growing fast, and Charles reports, very welcoming to Americans, to Europeans, a lot of opportunities in Indonesia, and he recommends it for young people to consider, men and women of the world. Also speak to Chris Riegel about Texas. There is a moment that Texas, that Ohio wants to be Texas of the Midwest. Vivek Ramaswamy, the extremely colorful and well-spoken young man who ran for president most recently, is now running for governor in Ohio. Good for him. He looks to reduce the state tax of Ohio to zero, matching Florida and Texas and Tennessee, making it the Texas of the Midwest. And Chris Riegel comments on the prospect. The Druze were massacred in Sowetta province, southernmost Syria. Who did it? The Syrian National Army, supporting the Bedouin tribe feud. Syrian National Army is former Al-Qaeda, and I learned today former ISIS as well. These are killers and cutthroats. What they do is they massacre families who are not of their faith, whatever that is. Al-Shaar is the self-named president of the country. What's he doing about it? I don't have the answer. We speak to a man who was on the phone with his brother who wouldn't raise his voice on the phone for fear the gunman outside would hear and come in and kill him and his family. That's what it's like in Sowetta. I also speak to several people who have knowledge of these matters, including Havi Budo, a journalist who's covered the story as well, saying that the bodies were brought into the hospital, massacre, families. Right now, there's so-called ceasefire. I'm beginning to think that the word ceasefire is used a little too loosely. On to Canada, speaking to Conrad Black about the intention of the Carney government to build pipelines west and east. Conrad at one point stops me when I'm saying build east to the EU. He says, build east to Montreal. I was unaware that there's no pipeline of natural gas or oil going into Montreal, and it has to import oil from the Middle East. Canada's rich. Well, never mind. Canada knows it's rich. It's held back these last years, and now Mr. Carney says they'll go forward. Brad Bowman and his colleague Ryan Probst detail what is missing from the arsenal of democracy. Everything needed to fight a modern war. We're at the bottom here. It's like 1932 and the bonus marchers, which the U.S. Army had a few machine guns and horses to deal with protesters. And it certainly wasn't ready to deal with an army such as in Europe or Asia, 1932. New World Report with Evan Ellis. We talk about Brazil. Chile's got a communist who's leading in the approval ratings. A rich country of copper, but Evan tells me not to try to figure it out. Talk about the race in Honduras. Honduras has an upcoming election, but at the same time, it's embracing China. Talk about Mexico and its disputes with the United States. Certainly, we talk about Brazil and the troubles for Lula da Silva. Mr. Trump demanding that the lawfare against Bolsonaro, the previous president, stop. Will it? I don't know. Neither does Evan. New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis. There's much more to the show. Thank you for listening. And the Substack page, Substack, John Batchelor Substack. This weekend, there'll be a surprise. And on live on Sunday night, I meet with Germanicus. Gaius and Germanicus speak of the events of the last week, not only in the 21st century, but also in the 2nd or 3rd or 4th century of the Roman Empire. We admire Rome. We are Romans, living in Londinium, and we reflect upon the events of the inheritor of the Roman Empire, the United States of America. After Spain inherited it, then France inherited it, then Britain inherited it and kept it and passed it on to the U.S. Much more of this on the weekend. And a surprise on Saturday, I believe. Perhaps it'll be delayed. I'll speak more of the surprise upcoming. It has to do with the Civil War. The American Civil War, once upon a time. Thank you for listening. Good night.